Hello?
Hi, I'm from New York Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Do you consider yourself a female or something else?
Yeah, female.
In which state do you currently reside? Is it New York?
Yeah, I reside in Broome County.
What's the zip code?
13901.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
What year were you born?
1964.
Are you Hispanic or any Spanish origin?
No.
Are you white, African American, or Indian?
White. Americano.
In politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither of them?
Neither.
No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you think your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? From 0 to 10, as 0 being no power.
10. We all have an opinion, and hopefully it'll count for something.
Okay. From 0 to 10, how much power do you think your bowl has?
I said 10.
Oh, 10. My bad. Sitting here. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who will you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, or a third party candidate like Robert Kennedy or Jill Stein?
Probably Harris, most likely.
Okay. If the Congress election were held today, for the representatives, will you vote for the Democrat Party or the Republican Party?
Probably.
Or other candidate.
Whoever is running that I like.
Okay, are you undecided?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to go Democratic or Republican. I'm an independent. Oh, I guess I'm undecided.
Gotcha. If you had to choose, will you vote for the Democrat, Republican, or you're still undecided?
Well, what is Kamala Harris? Is she a Democratic or
Is she a Democrat? Donald Trump
is
the Republican.
Democrat?
Yes.
Huh?
Kamala is
yeah.
a Democrat? Yes.
And Trump is Republican. Democrat.
Correct.
Right.
Here are three statements.
How many more questions?
We're like at 50% now. We're almost done. I'll read them fast.
Okay,
here are the statements. Please indicate which one is closer to your own view. Personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second statement, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Third statement, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. What do you think of the three statements? Which one out of the three
one.
Is close to you?
One.
One. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements you think is best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York, or you're not sure?
Yeah. I'll say number one.
How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned.
As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee that state's constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, anything? a little bit, or have you heard nothing at all?
About abortion?
Yes.
I would say I've heard a little bit.
Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, will you vote yes on the Valuta measures to guarantee that your state's constitution protects the right to abortion? Are you undecided, or will you not vote on that Valuta measure?
A, the first one you said.
Okay, gotcha. Here's the next proposal, number one, the amendment that might appear on the Valuta adds certain protection to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of state constitution. Now, let's see. After reading the Valuta measure, if it was held, if the voting was held today, will you vote yes, undecided, or will you vote no, or you will not vote on the Valuta measure? Those are the four.
Put undecided, because you're a little hard to understand, and I'm in the car and I'm on my phone.
Gotcha. I will make sure we get this done. If you had to choose, will you vote yes on the Valuta measure, or you still on? Or will you not vote on that Valuta?
For what?
For the abortion.
Well, I think we need abortion, right? I think they need to stay where they were when Wade versus Roe.
So is that a yes?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take one.
What values are behind your current decision on the Valuta? Is it safety, freedom, rights, responsibility to woman, making decisions about own body, privacy, control over your own life, equity? What's the yes behind your decision?
I think you said...
safety, freedom, rights, responsibility to woman, making decisions about your own body. Privacy.
Yeah, making decisions about our own body.
Gotcha. What? And what's the other? It has to be two. Then it's control over your own life, equity, empathy, responsibility to younger and future generation is the last one. So we need to.
For future generations.
For future generations. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion Valuta measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote? Does it make a difference or makes no difference to you?
It makes a difference.
Much more difference, somewhat motivated, or what do you think?
More motivated.
More motivated? If you learn a candidate for a political office supported the Valuta measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Much more likely, somewhat likely, it will make no difference, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat. What are you, starving? You want mashed potatoes?
If you learn...
sorry, my son has.
Now, that sounds
okay,
good, though.
That
sounds really good. If a candidate for political office opposed on the Valuta, will that make you less likely, more likely, somewhat likely, or it will make no difference?
Somewhat likely. Straight in there.
To best describe of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide their own abortion laws? What do you think the Democrats want? They want abortion to be legal.
I think it should be legal nationally.
Legal national. Okay. To best describe your knowledge, what do you think the Republicans want about abortion on that? Do you think they want to ban it? Or do you think they want it legal and national? Or do you think they... want it to be illegal?
I think they want it to be first I think they want it to be per state to make their own choices.
Okay.
All right.
How about you?
How about you?
Do you want your abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, or do you want a ban on abortion?
Yep. Yes.
Nationally. Okay. When thinking about who to vote for the race in the United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your own opinion on the issue of the abortion? Is it a requirement, very important, some important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
I would say it should be a requirement.
When thinking about who to vote, is there a requirement for the president to share how important your opinion is about the issue? Is it very important, a requirement, somewhat important, neutral, or somewhat unimportant?
Neutral.
You will now hear the information of some conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. Have you heard of Project 2025 so far?
Very little. I mean, yeah, I don't really know much about it.
Okay, it's an agenda.
But I know that they want to pass a bill for menopause. Halle Berry, is there anything about that on there?
It says that the agenda outlines a conservative takeover of the government throughout a series of proposals. There's five proposals, allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, and eliminating access to medication, abortion, access through the mail as well, to any medication for abortion through the mail. Based on what you heard, do you feel favorable towards that, somewhat favorable, neutral, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
If you learn a candidate for the political office supported the Project 2025 and the agenda and opposed to the abortion ballot, will that make you more likely or less likely to vote for them? Or will it make no difference?
No difference.
Okay, here are some statements by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please enter a yes. The four options we have is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason, and not a convincing reason at all. First statement, if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, includes a national ban on abortion, monitoring people's pregnancies, and this is what we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down on the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. What do you think of that statement? Is it very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not convincing at all?
Very convincing.
For all the women on our lives, we have the responsibility to protect their family, to make their health care decisions that are best for them. And that means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom. Voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion rights, we owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends. What do you think of that statement? Very convincing, somewhat convincing?
Convincing.
I'm not home.
Abortion law should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let the states determine abortion policy, not the president and the Congress. What do you think of that statement? Very convincing, not convincing at all, or someone convincing?
Actually, I want to end of the survey. Can you just put undecided?
Completely understand.
Okay. Is there one last question?
Yes. Americans want a common sense position about abortion. This is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions, abortion bans. When woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or a victim of an incest, that Americans want to be able to have an abortion. Is that a very convincing statement for you?
I don't like that statement.
Not at all?
I would say it's not convincing.
Okay. Science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. What do you think of that statement?
Unconvincing.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote after you heard all this, what power do you think your vote has from 0 to 10?
I'm going to say 10. I need the vote.
Okay, no problem. Appreciate your time, and thank you, though.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.